There's a neat little clock. In the schoolroom it stands and points to the time with its two little hands. And may we, like the clock, keep a face clean and bright with hands ever ready to do what is right. Before I do anything else, I must write my name in all my new school books. So, if I should lose them, someone can send them back to me. The rose is red. The grass is green. And in this book, my name is seen. There. And now I'll turn the pages to the first lesson. Oh, see this now.
January. February. March.
30 days of September.
April,
June, and November.
May.
February has 28 alone,
June.
All the rest of 31, except
July.
In leap year, that's the time,
August.
When February's days are 29,
September. October, November, December.
I have a pretty way to remember the days of the week in a little song like this.
How many days has my baby to play? Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It's all very well for you to talk of play, but when you have to study the things that I do, you'll see that it's not quite so simple. Now, take arithmetic. You know. Multiplication is vexation. Division is as bad. The rule of three perplexes me, and practice drives me mad.
Don't you think your lessons would be easier to learn if you were more cheerful about it? It's much better to do as much as you can than to be grumpy and to complain all the time. Why, that way nothing ever gets done.
For every evil under the sun, there is a remedy, or there is none. If there be one, try to find it. If there be none, never mind it.
Yes, well, it's all very well for you to tell me that now. But what was the matter with you yesterday? You sulked for a whole hour and wouldn't talk to anyone.
Well, that was because you were teasing me, and Mother said that it's not nice to tease, especially someone who's smaller than you.
Well, you were the one who started it, and I was the one who was punished by not being allowed to have any cake after supper. You kept saying a cat can look at a king and I can look at an ugly thing.
I didn't mean anything. I was just playing.
No, but it hurt me just the same. And I don't know whether I shall forgive you after all. Besides, you haven't asked me to yet.
There's Sulky Sue, what shall we do? Turn her face to the wall till she comes to.
he's a very good boy. He shall have cakes and a custard, but when he does nothing but cry, he shall have nothing but mustard. When Jack
there's
is a very good boy,
you. What he shall have cakes we and a do?
Custard, but
turn
when he does
her
nothing
to
but
the
cry,
wall, till
he
she
shall have
comes
nothing but mustard. When Jack
there's
is a very good boy,
you.
He shall have cakes and a
do?
Custard, but when he does nothing but
wall,
cry,
till
he shall have nothing but mustard.
Martin, I do like you very much, and I don't want to quarrel anymore. Won't you forgive me, and can we be friends again?
We are friends, Julie. That's why when we do sometimes quarrel, we always know we'll make it up. Listen, do you hear Mother in the kitchen preparing supper? Just let me repeat my lesson to you once more to see if I have it right for school tomorrow, and then we'll wash our hands and faces and be all clean and ready when Daddy comes home.
I like to hear you say your lessons. In that way, I'll know much more when I'm ready to start at school.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Once more. Faster.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Once more, faster.
A, B, C, Y, Z.
I've got the giggles. It's time for us to go now, Martin. Mother will be calling us soon.
Hot boiled beans and very good butter.
Hot boiled
if you please to come to supper. Hot boiled beans and very good butter.
Hot boiled beans and very good butter. If you please to come to supper. If you please to come to supper.
The earth is sleeping. Who will wake her? Let the rusty plowshare take strength from her thighs, drag the old harrows out, throw dust in her eyes, bring the borrowed seed drill, sow seed where she lies. The earth is waking. Who will wash her? Burn the brambles from the hedge. Fire will rouse her. Bring a scrubbing brush of ice, frost to soap her, till the fingers of the rain fall and rinse her. The earth is washing. Who will dress her? Dung the meadows with short straw. Grass is her vest. Sow black oats, then the barley. With corn she's dressed. Plant aubrietia and the rose. These on her breast. The earth is ready. Who will take her? The earth's a woman. Time will take her.
Mr. Tilly's turned off.
What's he doing, Shepi?
He's giving a concert here in space.
Is he going to play the piano?
Yes, Callie, but dig up piano. It's made of clear plastic, and it's got colored lights flashing inside of it.
Back on Earth, you've probably all been in a tunnel or on a hilltop and heard your voice echoing back like this. Hello? Well, a composer of music sometimes uses the idea of echoes in a piece, which we call a concerto. I will play for you a bit of the first movement of the Emperor Concerto by Mr. Beethoven. And if you listen in, you will hear the piano almost talking to and echoing the rest of the orchestra. Now that we're all together, let's play some echo music on my space piano. You can move your fingers and play your own space piano along with me. Here we go.
If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink, If all the trees were bread and cheese, what should we have to drink?
That's nonsense.
What is nonsense?
Exactly what the word says. Nonsense. Something that doesn't make sense. If you speak nonsense on purpose, that can be very funny. But some people speak nonsense without knowing it. And that's very sad.
Sing me a funny nonsense song, please, Martin.
As Tommy Snooks and Bessie Brooks were walking out one Sunday, said Tommy Snooks to Bessie Brooks, tomorrow will be Monday.
Is this a nonsense song?
Two cats sat on a garden wall for an hour or so together. At first they talked about nothing at all, and then they talked of the weather.
That's the idea. It pretends to be very serious, so it sounds all very funny. Have you heard the story of Mary Morey?
I'll tell you a story about Mary Morey, and now my story's begun. I'll tell you another about her brother, and now my story's done.
Now you start one and I'll finish it.
There was an old man and he had a calf and that calf.
He took him out of the stall and tied him to the wall, and that's all.
We all know some nonsense rhymes that we use just to keep time for jumping rope or bouncing ball. Here are some that you may not have heard yet.
There was an old woman lived under the hill, and if she's not gone, she lives there still.
And a green gown. Here am I, little jumping John.
Here am I, little jumping John. When nobody's with me, I'm all alone. Here am I, little jumping John. When nobody's with me, I'm all alone. When nobody's with me, I'm all alone.
Do you think you can keep time with this? One, two, three, go. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. Butter, bitter, better, butter, that will make my batter better. So she bought a bit of butter better than her bitter butter, and she put it in her batter, and the butter was not bitter, so it was bitter. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Oh, Martin, I'm quite out of breath. Couldn't we play a quiet sit-down game for a while?
I know just the thing. But first, you must promise to do exactly as I say.
All right.
Now, I am a lock, and you are a key. When I say what kind of lock I am, you must say you are the same kind of key. But if you want the funny ending, you must do as I say. Shall we start?
Yes.
I am a gold lock.
I am a gold key.
I am a silver lock.
I am a silver key.
I am a brass lock.
I am a brass key.
I am a lead lock.
I am a lead key.
I am a monk lock.
I am a monkey. Oh, I know you tricked me, but I can't help laughing. It is funny. Do you know any others?
I have a whole book of riddles and puzzles. I like to read them on rainy days. But now I would rather play a moving around game. Would you like to march like soldiers with me? I'll start out and you fall into step.
Brave news is come to town, brave news is carried, brave news is come to town, Jimmy Dawson's married.
First he got a porridge pot, then he bought a ladle, then he got a wife and child, and then he bought a cradle.
Brave news is come to town, brave news is carried, brave news is come to town, Jimmy Dawson's married.
It's such fun playing with you, but the time seems to go so quickly. I wish it were longer. Do I sound like the three men of Gotham?
Three wise men of Gotham went to sea in a boat.
Three wise men of Gotham.
If the boat had been stronger, my song had been longer.
If the boat had been stronger, my song had been longer.
Three wise men of Gotham went to sea in a boat.
Three wise if men
the boat had
of
been stronger,
Gotham
my song had been longer.
In a bowl. If the boat had been stronger, my song had been longer.
Larks are the sparks torn from the revolving earth as it turns like a wheel through the night. Larks are the sound to which silence is echo. From their throat flows this river of light. Larks are the dance in which the dancer is still, finding the perfect pose for his restless will. Larks are the form to which all movement moves. Sculpture bends and music sings. They have such grace they fly from us. They are God's grace with wings.
Imagined that I was in Africa and heard a mother singing a lullaby to her baby. So I wrote it down, and Miss Nelson will sing it for you.
Golden sunlight beams.
the gay birds that I did see, the owl is the fairest by far to me. For all the day long she sits on a tree, and when the night comes away flies she.
I must say that I prefer birds of a prettier color than the owl. Like the bird of paradise that I saw at the zoo last Sunday. She was sitting so neatly and properly, as if she were wearing her Sunday best and didn't want to spoil it.
The little bird of paradise, she does her work both neat and nice. She pleases God, she pleases man. She does the work that no man can.
I think I prefer fish to birds. I like to think how they live underwater just as easily as we live on land. I wonder how it must feel.
The herring loves the merry moonlight. The mackerel loves the wine. But the oyster loves the deep blue sea, for she comes of a gentle kind. For she comes of a gentle kind.
It makes me shiver even to think of having to live in water all the time. I would rather be anything else, even a little bitty fly. At least then I could play in the sunshine and be near people. I know that grown-ups always chase flies away, but when I look at them, I see what pretty, delicate wings they have and how daintily and cleverly they move about.
Baby bye, here's a fly. Let us watch him, you and I.
Baby
how he curls
bye,
up the walls, yet he
fly.
Never falls.
Let us watch him, you
there
and
he
I.
Goes on his toes, tickling
how he
baby's nose.
Up the walls, yet he never falls.
If you and I had two such
there he
legs,
goes on his toes, tickling baby's nose.
You and I could walk on
if
eggs.
If you and I had two such legs, you and I could walk on eggs.
Baby bye, here's a fly. Let us watch him, you and I.
Baby
how he curls
bye,
up the walls, yet he
fly.
Never falls.
Let us watch him, you
there
and
he goes
I.
On his toes, tickling
how he
baby's
curls
nose.
Up the walls, yet he never falls.
If you and I had two such
legs, there he goes
legs,
on his toes, tickling baby's nose.
You and I could walk on
if
eggs.
If you and I had two such legs, you and I could walk on eggs.
A squirrel's as nimble as a fly. He can run up and down trees with no trouble at all. And besides, he has his own fur coat to keep him warm in the winter. And then he's smart, too. He collects his own food and stores it away in the trees. If I were not a little boy, I think the next best thing would be to be a squirrel.
Whiskey, frisky, hippity hop, up he goes to the treetop. Whirly, twirly, round and round, down he scampers to the ground. Furly, curly, what a tail, tall as a feather and broad as a sail. Where's his supper? In the shell. Snappy, cracky, out it fell. Whiskey, frisky, hippity hop, up he goes to the treetop. Whirly, twirly, round and round, down he scampers to the ground. Furly, curly, what a tail, tall as a feather and broad as a sail. Where's his supper? In the shell. Snappy, cracky, out it fell.
That sounds very nice, but I really think I should prefer to stay a little girl, just as I am. But I do love all animals and mean always to be kind to them, even when I don't understand them or when they won't do what I want them to.
Mm-hmm. had a donkey that wouldn't go, would I beat him? Oh, no, no. I'd put him in the barn and give him some corn, the best little donkey that ever was born.
Listen, Julie, do you hear the cuckoo calling? That's the first sign of spring. All the animals hear it too, and it makes them very happy.
In July, away I fly. In August, away I must. Cuckoo, cuckoo. What do you do in April? I open my bill. In May, I sing all day. In June, I change my tune. In July, away I fly. In August, away I must.
Now the earth dressed in all its best, and as a girl goes in impudent loveliness to meet the wind's wantonness. Wet leaves of vine her lips, their kiss the heather rose. And as he restlessly runs his fingers through the lilac of her hair, she teases him with all the orchards of her eyes, and leans with apple, tempts with peach. Then quickly the blossom shorn, torn by the wind so roughly, till it lies like a shadow lightly over the grateful lawn. Now the thunder seeks, the lightning takes. The earth receives its season, and this month conceives the year.
As we fly, I've been thinking about how many interesting forms of life there are on Earth. Take spiders, for instance. They're not really insects. They're more or less,
¶¶ spiders are insect cousins, and there are spiders by the hundreds of dozens. They lay many eggs, raise many kids, and their scientific name is arachnids. Some spiders weave webs like silk, which they get from a part of their body called a spinneret. They squeeze some liquid through holes so tiny that a strand like silk comes out strong and shiny. Now the spider spins a web. Pretty tricky, for the web is pretty and the web is sticky. A fly flies into it stuck, can't turn back, so the spider enjoys a tasty snack. Spiders are big and spiders are small, but they never seem to grow very tall. They use the silk they spin in strings for covering their babies and other things. One spider I saw was very cute. He was using his silk as a parachute. Spiders are insect cousins, and there are spiders by the hundreds of dozens. They lay many eggs, raise many kids, and their scientific name is arachnids.
Baby, dance up high. Never mind, baby, mother is by. Crow and caper, caper and crow. There, little baby, there you go. Up to the ceiling, down to the ground, backwards and forwards, round and round. Dance, little baby, and mother shall sing with a merry gay choral, ding, ding, a ding.
To see if someone's hiding who should have gone to bed. And when a young child he spies, he drops sand in his eyes. Sleep a while, Sleep a while, my children. Sleep a while.
Rock-a-bye, baby, thy cradle is green. Father's a nobleman, mother's a queen. And Betty's a lady and wears a gold ring. And John is a drummer and drums for the king.
We thank you for a lovely day.
For busy work and happy play.
For sisters, brothers, father, mother.
We love and thank you for each other. So each day ends with sleep. And then tomorrow wakes us up again.
Tell it again, tell it again, tell it just the same. The very same people, the very same story, and call it the very same name.
With heavy scent, the lilac leans on the evening. The air is indolent. Too heavy to shake itself into a breeze, it lies like a sheepdog, lopping from sleep to sleep. An old laburnum stands beside the wall. Its color flows, its color falls, as though muscular hands were milking it into the pale of night. The gnarled magnolia, which has clawed its way up to the eaves with its bark knotted and peeling, is now surprised by its own white flowers, like a crone who finds her hands are smooth again, with youth upon her fingers.
Tell it again. You know, Julie, I love nursery rhymes, and I listen to them and sing them so often. I believe I know all the nursery rhymes in the world.
Oh, why, Martin, that's not possible. For that, you would have to learn all the languages in the world, because all little children everywhere love to sing songs just as we do, and they sing them in many different countries in many different languages.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Julie, but at least I know all of those that are written in English. Perhaps one day I shall learn some of the others.
Let's see how many we know now. I'll start with one, and then you sing one, and perhaps in that way we can sing them all. Of course, if we leave any out, I hope our friends will remind us of them when the record's done. May I start with my favorite one?
Please.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With cockerel shells and silver bells and columbine for it
a dollar, a dollar, a 10 o'clock's call, what makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, but now you come at noon.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Jack got up and home did trot as fast as he could caper, and went to bed to mend his head with vinegar and brown paper.
Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I caught a little mouse under her chair.
Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Little black sheep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home and bring their tails behind them.
Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well.
Very well indeed.
Hickory, dickory, dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory, dickory, dock.
Oh, this is fun, but I think I like it even better when we sing together. It makes more music.
Well, I know 3 different rhymes that have the same rhythm and can be sung to the same music. Maybe the girls and boys who are listening to this record would like to sing them with us.
You're very welcome to do that, boys and girls. We would like to have you. If you don't sing it at first, you can play it over again until you do. We'll wait for you.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, oh, what a good boy am I.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating some curds and whey. There came a great spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Hey, diddle-diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with a spoon.